But first, there's been some talk in Washington of implementing what's known as a border adjustment tax. It would basically tax imports coming into the country. This morning, a group called Americans for Affordable Products is talking about why it does not like this idea. Michelle Ulmer is executive director of the Arizona Retailers Association. And Michelle, give me your elevator pitch here. Why don't you think this is a good plan?
Well, it's really going to be passed through to the consumer. I mean, there's no way that businesses can absorb it. And so what we're talking about is higher prices on things that we all need every day.
Supporters say that this kind of thing would encourage businesses to make more stuff here so they're not subject to this tax and thus add jobs here. Would that not happen, do you think?
I just don't see how. I mean, you look at the things that have happened in the last few years, and certainly here in Arizona within the last year, on the increased pressure on employers. Outside of whether it's good policy or not, an increased minimum wage and a paid sick leave causes people to have to make decisions about labor. And even if it's putting parts together to make the final product, those parts generally still come from overseas because it's just so much easier to do it. I mean, and that's just talking about labor. We're not talking about zoning and permitting. How many towns do you know that want a paper mill in their town? This is big policy changes that don't get fixed simply by adding a tax on everyday goods.
So if one of the goals is to try to get more things made in this country and more jobs making those things, and this tax in particular won't necessarily do it by itself, is there a way to do it, or has the ship sailed on that, do you think?
Well, I think that's probably above my pay grade, to tell you the truth. But I do know that from my industry's perspective, from the retail industry, we are one of the most heavily taxed industries already. That alone could encourage movement back. You know, if you could address the underlying income tax, you know, the corporate income tax levels, that would benefit everybody. And there's ways to do that. But, you know, like I said, it's above my pay grade, but I have heard my industry representatives from Washington, D.C. talk about the fact that because of the high income tax in this country compared to other countries, that's a significant issue.
Are there particular goods that would become more expensive maybe than others if this tax were to be implemented?
Well, you're talking about clothing, food, prescription medicine, over-the-counter medicine, gasoline, I mean, cars, everything. I can't think of a product, well, I should say, there are very few products that I can pick up that are solely made in America. And that's sad, but it is the reality that we're in. We can't try to be in a global marketplace and then say, oh, but just kidding.
How much more expensive would these things get?
Based on the studies that the National Retail Federation has done, they've done an analysis that shows that the average family would look at $1,700 increase in the first year alone.
Overall, for all of these items?
For household items, you know, clothing, food, all those kind of goods. That doesn't include the increased cost of cars, you know, machinery, that kind of thing.
Do you think that Arizonans might face more of a brunt of this based on our geography and the amount of trade that happens between Arizona and, say, Mexico?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that because we're talking about goods that are shipped in. And I know that there's a lot that are shipped in from Mexico, but I don't know how it would compare to other countries that we receive goods from and that come through other means, like through the ports in California.
Michelle Ulmer is the executive director of the Arizona Retailers Association. Michelle, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.